We're starting a series. I'm going to be talking a couple of weeks about living from the overflow. And it's based on this little book, Living from the Overflow, by Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith. He's the senior minister and the founding minister of Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, California. You might better know him from The Secret. He was one of the major teachers in the film The Secret. But I love this little book. And it reminds me of a song from a long time ago. How many of you remember the Grateful Dead? How many deadheads do we have, right? Well, one of my favorite songs of theirs is Ripple, and there's one line in this song that I just love. And it goes like this, that there is a fountain not made by man. And there's a fountain. Let it be known there is a fountain that is not made by the hands of men. Isn't that beautiful? Let it be known there is a fountain that was not made by the hands of man. And so what to me that means is that no matter what you're walking through in life, no matter even if you're going through a difficult time, if your heart is shattered, there is a fountain within you and it's flowing. And it's flowing through you. And when you begin to live from the overflow, from that place where there is only God, only good, when you live from that place and there's a fountain not made by man flowing through you. And when I, thinking about this little booklet and remembering that song, I'm reminded that I am living right now. I am living in this moment from that overflow. And no matter what happened in the past, no matter what is happening now, there's an infinite supply of God's goodness and love flowing through you right now. And that's what I want to talk about today and for the next several weeks, is how to live, how to give, and how to love from this overflow of God's abundance and goodness. So that's what we're going to be talking about for the next several weeks, how to live from this place where we are in this overflow of God's love. And now for many of us, over the years, our image of the divine presence has changed, hasn't it? When I remember when I was young, my image of God was out here. But when we begin to study these New Thought, ancient wisdom teachings that make up unity, we begin to realize that there's a presence within us, right? That, for years, when I was growing up, I thought there was this presence, this power, this being, but out there, right? Can anybody relate to that? Did you grow up with that image that God's out there, up there, out there, on the mountain, somewhere, but within? But then, each one of us comes from a different background. But as we begin to spiritually mature, we begin to realize that God is where? Within here. Within us. As the Apostle Paul said, we live and move and have our being in God. I love the Message Bible. One of my favorite translations. It says it this way. We live and move in Him. Can't get away from Him. And of course, talking about God. We live and move in God. Can't get away from God. No matter what, we are always there immersed in that presence. It's our very first unity principle. There's one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God the good, omnipotence, all-powerful, omniscience, all-knowing, omnipresence, everywhere present. For many, many years, my one mantra that I would take into meditation with me every day was, I live and I move and I have my being in you, God. I live and I move and I have my very being in you, God. And then what I noticed was that there was beginning in me to be this shift. And I know some of you know what I'm talking about. And as I began to really realize the shift within me was that I was allowing this presence, the divine presence of goodness and love, to have its way and to move in and through me. And as I surrendered more and more to have its way with me, and it was a vibration, it was a feeling. And as that shift began to take place, even at a greater, deeper level, I began to realize, hey, whoa, something's living me. Something is living me, and I could say it is not I, but the Christ, the presence, the power, the divine, living in me, doing its perfect work. And so there's this presence, and when we are aware of this divine presence, we can say a conscious yes to it, right? You know, as I lift my hands a lot, because to me, that is allowing God to infill me. Now, I know God is within, but God is also around us and above us, below us, everywhere present. And so when we talk about the divine, a lot of times you'll see the image, when people are filled with the presence, you see the image of someone standing on a mountaintop with their arms outstretched, right? Or you see somebody standing on a beach with their arms open wide. A symbol for being open. God is everywhere present. And as we create this opening, as we create this channel, as we become this channel for God, then the infinite love presence can pour itself through us. Can pour itself through us. And God loves us so much that God allows us all different ways to experience it, right? And there's no one right way or wrong way, no one way that's better than the other. But the thing is that we open ourselves to the experience of it. And we open up. I love opening. I just feel like there's this infilling and this pouring and this filling of Spirit. And so as we open ourselves to that divine presence, we become more in touch and with that presence. And as we say yes, to this presence, and we open ourselves to this presence, then it's like a fountain, isn't it? It's like a fountain flowing through us, an overflowing fountain that is moving in and through us. And I love this. I don't know if you can see the image of this water just gushing over the rocks. And it feels like that as we open to that presence, no boundary. And as we allow that presence to fill us, we realize that this presence is sourcing us, you know, from above, not only and from within, but it's sourcing us, period. And the only thing that stands between us and this experience is our own consciousness. It's sort of like this glass of water. We have pure air on the outside of the glass, right? And we've got pure air on the inside of the glass, right? And the only thing that's standing between it is the glass itself. And so this glass is sort of like our consciousness. As soon as we begin to be in tune with and aligned with pure Spirit, with God, with this divine presence, then there is no separation. There is no, we begin to live as the fountain. We become that bubbling brook. We jump into the river of life, and we're not afraid because it carries us. We move with it because we are one with that divine flow, and we're one. There's no separation. And so this is what I want to talk about for the next few weeks. And today I want to plant the first four ideas that Michael shares with us in this little booklet, Living from the Overflow. I want to plant a few seeds in your consciousness. Now, that's how divine ideas work. You plant them. You may not hear anything I say today. You may go home and go, now, what did she talk about? But know that I've planted a few seeds in your consciousness. And over time, just, you know, you'll begin to feel this shift. Some shifting will start to happen within you. And all of a sudden, bam, you'll feel everything shifting in your life. And that's what we're about here at Unity of Bellevue, isn't it? Shifting. There's an F in that word. We're about shift. And life is about conscious shifting, learning, and growing. And shift, that little F in that word, it's called forgiveness. And as you, no matter what's going on in your life, as you add in forgiveness, you'll begin to feel that shifting. It'll be a vibration and energy. You'll feel a shifting begin to happen. And you will begin to open to the overflow of God's incredible goodness. So let's take a look at Michael Beckwith's little booklet, Living from the Overflow. And there's several of these little booklets we have in the bookstore if you want to pick one up. It's a great little reminder of the principles we already know, but it's just a great little reminder. The first principle that Michael shares with us is genuine wealth is a state of consciousness that realizes you are already one with the infinite supply of spirit. You're already one. And so true, genuine wealth is a state of consciousness where you realize you're already one with the infinite supply. You're already one. There's nothing blocking you from it. You are already one with it. That's our first principle. You're already one. The second principle that Michael shares is the minute God made you in its image and likeness, you became heir with all that God is. In that moment that you were created in God's image and likeness, in that moment you became heir with all God has. In that very moment, nothing missing, nothing broken. In that very moment, whole and perfect. That's how you were created. And the consciousness of wealth is an aspect of that inherent wholeness. You can't help it. You are whole and perfect, and therefore you are one with infinite supply. The third principle Michael shares with us, and this is a biggie, recognize that the abundant life is about elimination, not acquisition. It's about elimination, not acquisition. Isn't that, we've got it backwards in this life. We think, get. And then, once you get, hold on to it, and hold on to it, and hold on to it. But the abundant life is about elimination, not acquisition. And what we're eliminating and releasing and getting rid of is all the old ways we've been patterned and programmed to think that life has to be a struggle. We're programmed, for lack and limitation. We're programmed and patterned for, to think life has to be, something to overcome, a big, challenge to overcome. Well, that's just the way we've been patterned and programmed through life. And that's why we spend so much time in music here. And we spend so much time in prayer and in meditation and sitting in the silence. Because we're creating a field. We're setting a field in which we can, we can be in the presence, in the overflow. Because isn't it easy to go right back into your old stories about how hard life is, and, we tell our stories and we believe our stories. But they've been passed down to us from our parents, and their parents pass those stories down to them, and on and on. We've got these stories that keep being passed down, and maybe your parents, grew up in during the Depression, and it had a different world view, and it colored our pictures. I often wonder, the kids of the 90s, what are they going to have to overcome? They have their own journey, because we know it's an upward evolutionary spiral journey, and they have their own journey too. It'll be interesting to see what they have to overcome. But this third idea, besides the fact that abundance consciousness is about elimination and not acquisition, is the awareness that it's a state of consciousness that we must embody. We must embody it because it's what we are. It's who we are. And so we need to really understand that in this now moment, all that the universe has is ours. In this now moment, we don't have to complain or whine or moan or blame anybody for anything. Because in this now moment, we live in the overflow of God's abundant goodness and love. Are you ready to live there? Would you like to live there all the time? So how do we create this consciousness? We need to understand that the universe is wired. The way the universe is wired is that consciousness attracts. You know that, don't you? Consciousness attracts. It's our third unity principle, that what we focus on, we get more of. So consciousness attracts. I love Oprah's. How many of you saw Oprah's last show? Wasn't it the most spectacular unity message you have ever heard in your life? And I loved when she said, I am one thing she's learned over the years, she said that I am 100% responsible for my personal energy. Isn't that an incredible way to live? To totally be 100% responsible for your personal energy. And she said all around Harpo Studios, she's got signs that say, be responsible for the energy that you bring into this space. Be responsible for the energy. She had those posted all around here. Be responsible for the energy that you're bringing in here. Because consciousness attracts. So if you're not living the life you want to live, if you're not living, you know, this abundant life, because we have enough statistics that tell us that wealthy people attract wealthy people. They attract wealthy ideas. They attract more wealth. So if you're not living in this consciousness, then you're bringing other experiences into your life. And we need to set an intention to be very aware of all the ways that we block the flow of God's abundant good. We need to be aware that we are living in this overflow all the time, all the time. And so in order to begin to set the field, you know, let's kind of play together for the next few weeks. Let's set this field and know that we are living all the time in God's abundance and goodness. And so what I'd like us to do is to just take a nice deep breath. And exhale, just let it go. Take another deep breath, inhaling, and exhale. Now this next time, what I want you to do is let the inhalation begin to lift you to your feet. So begin as you inhale to rise up as you're able to, out of your seats, standing up. Bring, as you inhale, bring the energy up through your body. Lift your arms up and open to the universe. Just feel that overflow of God's abundant love just pouring in through you. Be that channel. Be that opening for God. And then as you exhale, the next time you exhale, bring your hands down. Be in touch with all the negativity, all the guilt, all the resentment. Let it flow down into Mother Earth. Let the Mother Earth take all of the ways that you think heaven has to be delayed. And just let it take. Let Mother Nature, Mother Earth, take that negativity and heal it and bless it. And then as you inhale one more time, inhale and pull up from the center of your being that love, light, peace, joy of God. Open once again to the infinite supply of God that is sourcing you all the time. Inhaling, and as you exhale, let your arms slowly come down and you can slowly be seated again. But keep that feeling that you are that opening, you are that channel, you are the way God has of expressing in this world. And keep that feeling of expansiveness and openness, the breath filling you to overflowing. And know that the only requirement is that you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. To love all of God's creation. Because if you're not loving your brothers and sisters, if you're not loving, you know, the people in Iraq, if you're not loving fill in the blank, then you're blocking that flow of God's abundant love. If you do not love the way God loves everyone unconditionally, then you're blocking that fountain that wants to overflow within you with God's abundant goodness. And so join with me, you know, over this week and over the next several weeks in embodying the truth and the knowing that you are already wealthy. And that's not just in monetary terms, but in every sense of the way, in health and relationships and money. And that you are already whole. And that everything you need is already provided for you. And the way we can manifest that is through Michael's fourth. And this is the last principle that I want to share with you. This is a practice. Practice whole soul gratitude. Whole soul gratitude. And what that is making a whole soul commitment to living in a state of perpetual gratitude. Saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Let's say that together. Thank you, God. It's the best prayer that you could ever say. Thank you, God. And if you see somebody who has something that you want, bless them, acknowledge them, praise them. Thank them write them a little note saying, what you're doing and what you have is beautiful. You're an inspiration to me. I admire you. You can do it silently as well, but bless them and appreciate them for what they have. And know that whatever it is that you want, give it away. That's how you get it. You give it away. So if you want more love, then before you leave today, you hug at least three people. If you want forgiveness, forgive. If you want more money, then start giving. That's the way it works. And so there is a fountain not made with the hands of men. And it's flowing through you now. And so begin right now, begin today, living from the overflow. God bless you. Thank you.